Gardens. Hard to believe. It is the end of May, and we need to consider some timely things. Dare I say, chores that we need to do in the landscape. Many areas of the state are limited as to what you can do at certain times of the year. We'll have these and many more timely chores that are needed. Ed Thralls joins us from the garden. He's preparing for summer, and Joni says the lover grasshoppers are back and getting big and fat and sassy. Will they go away? When will they come again? We'll find out. Also, I have a corn quiz. You can be calling in here, too, at 1-888-45-LAWNS, or you can text us at 23680. Good time to have that gardening question answered. Colin Young is at the controls, and Teresa, Joni, and I are hosting your program. So please join Colton, Teresa, Joni, Ed, and me to make sure you get the gardening information you need. This is Better Lawns and Gardens, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
If the lines are busy, please try again. 1-888-45-LAWNS. Tom and Teresa will be right back.
Do you ever have trouble sleeping at night? I sure do. I toss and turn, maybe even count sheep, but just can't seem to turn off my brain. Recently, the makers of the Calm app recruited actor Matthew McConaughey to read a fictional story to help listeners relax and fall asleep faster. McConaughey's soothing southern charm might help you find physical rest, and that's a good thing, but it won't help you find rest for your stressed and restless soul. So how do you find that rest? St. Augustine said, God has made us for himself, and our hearts are restless until they rest in thee. In Psalm 62, we find, my soul finds rest in God alone. True rest comes when we experience a relationship with God through his son Jesus. This is Bryant Wright, wishing I looked more like Matthew McConaughey, speaking right from my heart.
For more on this and other topics, visit rightfromtheheart.org.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
Good morning and welcome to your Better Lawns and Gardens program. How are you doing with your landscape chores? I live in one of those areas with fertilizer restrictions, which says I'd better get busy. But this is just one of a number of landscape chores we may all need to do. Some of these chores would be ones for any area of the state, and we have a list for you to consider. Also, time did not allow us to complete our container garden feature last week, so we'll give it another try, see how far we get. Some of mine are finishing up like petunias, so I'll be pulling them out, and I have replacements on the way. Good morning again. I'm Tom McCubbin, a host of Better Lawns and Gardens, along with Teresa and Joni. I'm also an Extension Agent Emeritus with the University of Florida, and our books are out there. Just put our names in, either Teresa's name or my name. She's got a brand new one, in the Gardener's Compendium series, most recently Gardening with the Senses. And we want to thank everybody for being with us today. You can be part of the program by calling in at 407-916-5400 or toll-free at 1-888-45-LAWNS. And, of course, you can text us at any time, 23680. Number one, Ed Thralls joins us. He's going to help with the summer crops or what we're not planning for summer, you might say. Some things have finished up. He'll help with those, too. Joni says gardeners are seeing more mighty big grasshoppers. So are they edible? That's a question she'll answer also. Don't go out and eat them, I'll tell you right now. Hour number two, Teresa and I'll have a time of the discussion about National Bee Week, and you, of course, can be part of the program by calling in or texting in your questions. Webpage is up for May with information on your tired and weary indoor foliage plants, shade lovers. And I have a question. What do hydrangeas, poinsettias, and bougainvillea have in common? There's Joni's Corner discussing purple martins, and Teresa has a garden pathway design feature. Kind of neat. There's Tom's Gotta Do's, Moonshine Planting Dates. Take a look. It's all at betterlawns.com. Right now, let me introduce the people making the program totally possible. Colton is at the controls, keeping us up and running. Joni is answering your phone calls in studio. She does Joni's Corner. And Teresa and I are here at the microphones. Good morning.
Good morning, everyone.
Everybody there? Colton? Joni?
We didn't hear you.
No. I
guess. Good morning.
There you go.
Joni, your mic working?
Huh?
Yep.
It's working.
I'm glad. I'm doing a mic check now. And the reason is because we have a corn quiz coming up here. But first of all, five trash cans of yard debris, and I've already got four more filled right now waiting. So anyway, your newsletter is out. Almost?
Yeah, almost. It's coming out. It's one of the things that's the lowest priority of my to-do
yeah,
list.
Yeah, you've been busy. Wow. I don't know how you do it, to be honest with you. And you come in here and do this, too. Yeah. Nice spring weather, gang. Everybody enjoying the spring weather?
It's beautiful.
Yeah. You feel it this morning? Now, it was 68 at my house.
It's comfortable, but it's humid.
Yeah, well, in Florida, you got to take a
little
bit.
We got to take a little bit of it.
Jim wrote me and said that he's harvesting lots of things from his garden right now. Beverly said she's doing garlic. You got that one also.
I did. Wow.
And she said the weather has been mild, but she knows hot weather is on the way. So I think all the landscapes are doing pretty well except for rain. And we do not. At least North Florida has had more rain than we have had. And that's all the way down through Ocala.
It is. We're not seeing the rain. But I want to say it's normal this time of the year because spring is dry. But we haven't had as much as what we could have.
Yeah, well, we're about an inch behind right now, at least. Okay, gang, you ready for the corn quiz?
Yes.
Here we go. Okay, multiple choice. I mean, can't do too bad. Okay, now this is the first question is all types of corn, okay? That's what we call horse corn and what we feed cattle and what you and I
okay.
eat. States that produce the most corn, is it Florida, Iowa, Kansas, or Ohio? Florida, Iowa, Kansas, or Ohio? Joni, you're first. Florida, Iowa, Kansas, or Ohio? Take a pick.
Say them again.
Florida, Iowa, Kansas, or Ohio?
Kansas.
Okay. Colton?
I would say Kansas, too, but I'm going to go with Iowa.
Okay.
I want to say Kansas, too. She took my answer. So I'm going to say Kansas, too.
Okay, it's Iowa. Congratulations. Here's the lineup here. It's Iowa, Illinois, Nebraska, Minnesota, Indiana, Kansas, South Dakota, and Ohio is at the bottom. That's the list, but Iowa is number one.
Wow.
Okay, here we go. Another one.
Okay.
State that produces the most fresh market sweet corn. Okay, fresh market sweet corn. That's what you're buying at the store right now, wherever you shop. Is it Florida, California, New York, or Maine? Florida, California, New York, or Maine? Colton, you're first this time. Florida, California, New York, or Maine?
Florida.
Joni? Florida, California, New York, or Maine? Most fresh market sweet corn.
Maine.
That's your state.
She's got to do that one. She doesn't have any choice.
I'm going to say Florida, too.
Okay, it's Florida.
Yay.
Yeah, okay. I'm wrong.
I know you were at that time. Okay.
I should have looked this into your
Yeah, I know thing. You should have looked, yeah. but I yeah. did it. Mm-hmm. This is a 2020 data. It goes this way. Florida, California, Washington, New York, and Georgia.
Wow.
Right in there. Fresh market sweet corn. That's the kicker in there. World's biggest corn producer, by the way, is the United States. It produces somewhere around 40% of the world corn. China, Brazil, Argentina, Ukraine, and India are down there. Okay, here's now. Everybody's eating a ear of corn, right?
I love corn.
Yeah. Joni does regularly. Okay.
Yes.
How many rows of kernel on the average ear of corn? How many rows of kernel? You know the rows that go across them, and you've eaten
Are they vertical or horizontal rows?
If you have the ear of corn, it's the ones that go up and down. Up and down. You're holding the corn upright. Ear upright.
Oh, upright. Yeah, yeah. Okay, upright.
Okay. It's the rows that go around it.
Oh, it goes around. Okay. Yeah. Okay. All right.
Okay. I'll give you a multiple choice here. Is it 10? Is it 14? 16? Or 18? This is the average now. Number of rows of kernels on an ear of corn. Is it 10, 14, 16, or 18? Teresa?
14.
Okay. Joni?
10.
Colton? 10, 14, 16, or 18?
16.
16 is correct.
Colton, all you are three. Just a whiz.
Oh, my goodness.
I need to exchange places with Colton.
Yeah. Okay. Well, last one, gang, before we run this into the ground. How many varieties of corn exist? How many varieties? Varieties? Is it 50,
Ooh.
100, 200,
wow.
or 250? This is about.
Oh my
about
God.
How many varieties of corn exist? 50, 100, 200, or 250?
I think 250.
Colton?
100.
Joni?
200.
250.
Yay. Wow, nice. Very nice.
I'm surprised it's only 250.
Yeah, me too. And that's about like asking how many varieties of tomatoes. It must be 1,000.
It has to be.
Yeah, and peppers, there's a lot of those too. Here's another one here. 4 out of every 10 ears of corn is used for biofuel ethanol. I didn't realize that.
Wow, yeah. That's why the majority of people are growing it.
Yeah, yeah. That's our corn quiz for today, folks. Ta-da!
It was corny.
Yeah, it was corny. That's right. Okay, now, what we had planned for today besides that, it'll teach Joni to look in my briefcase or whatever next time.
Where's your briefcase?
things we need to do now. And the first one that comes to mind is fertilize the lawn in many areas, right?
They only have a couple of weeks to get that done because usually it's
1 week.
1 week, June 1st, is your fertilizer ban goes out. And I think practically all of the counties.
Yeah, maybe North Florida, I'm not sure. I haven't checked those areas, but a lot of the counties anyway. And that runs from June 1st to October the 1st. And so it's against the law to fertilize lawns. And in some, for instance, Seminole County, fertilize anything.
Right.
Trees, shrubs, what have you. And this has companies, you know, really hustling.
Well, I don't understand it because you're supposed to fertilize when let me just say, I do understand it. Okay, I understand the stormwater problem and issues that in that way. But you're supposed to fertilize when the plants are growing and that's when they're doing it in the summertime.
And the plants take up the nutrients.
Yes.
So as long as you aren't overdoing it, you're fine. Now, in some counties, you can get a special permit to fertilize during the summer, even though the ban is on. Orange County would be one of those, mm-hmm. but you have to take a test, and companies all have to do that also.
Right.
So anyway, if you're in one of those areas, I live in one of those restricted, I can't fertilize during the summer, anything. Vegetables and fruiting plants are exempt.
Right.
Those there. Yeah. And that was the next one, fertilize shrubs and ground covers. If you live in one of those restricted areas, you really need to go ahead and start doing it now. Prune azaleas and camellias. Finish it up.
That's it. You want to do it now so that because they're going to start putting off new buds, they're going to start growing, and they do that over the summertime. And if you cut them late, you're not going to get the flowers. And we see that a lot with azaleas that only bloom on the inside.
Yeah, and I see not azaleas, but camellias forming their buds right now. Finish up spring plantings. Ed's going to talk about that. Here's a big one in my my landscape. Get the weeds under control.
Oh, good
otherwise,
luck.
You know, otherwise.
Yeah. And, you know, weeds compete for the nutrients in the water, too. So it's just not you want to have less weeds.
Yeah.
Oh.
And they also
thank you.
They also will, you know, compete with everything, and they also hide insects and everything. Yeah. We can hear everything, guys. Yeah, good, thanks. And the weeds in shrubs, how to get them under control.
And I see them growing up through the shrubs, you know. So, you know, if you didn't do it last year and you missed them, they're still growing. They're still there.
Well, the big question I got from somebody this week was how to get them under control if they're in the shrubs.
Well, it depends on what shrubs. If it's viburnums and things like that, you're going to have to get in underneath and pull.
Yeah, that's what you do.
That's the only thing, hand control.
Yeah. And the last thing we'll mention right now, we got to go to break. Prune trees before hurricane season.
I get on the list. I'm telling you, the tree companies are busy. But this is the time to do it. And there's a lot of dead wood in trees, especially in yards that haven't had a lot of maintenance.
It'll come tumbling down. And I've got a couple others, and we'll get to those. We'll take a break right now. How about that? And we'll get all refreshed here. And Ed Thralls is coming down the gardening path, I am sure. So we'll be figuring out what to do during the end of the season and going into summer, and he'll have the suggestions for us and talk about a couple of the plants we might want to grow. So don't go away. We'll be back. You can text us 23680. This is Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Tom McCubbin, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Hi, my name's Bill, and I drive a truck. My truck weighs 80,000 pounds. When you pass me on my right, I can't see you. Stay out of my blind spots and only pass me on my left, and never linger next to a large truck or bus.
Remember, always share the road with commercial vehicles. A message brought to you by the Florida Department of Highway Safety and Motor Vehicles.
Visit flhsmv.gov. for more information.
Mosquitoes can transmit deadly diseases, including Zika and West Nile virus. But Summit Mosquito Dunks kill mosquitoes before they're old enough to bite. Just float an organic mosquito dunk in ponds, bird baths, rain barrels, and any standing water to kill mosquito larvae for 30 days or longer. Don't worry, mosquito dunks won't harm people, pets, fish, or wildlife. Mosquito dunks are available at fine garden centers, hardware stores, and online retailers. Or visit SummitResponsibleSolutions.com. That's SummitResponsibleSolutions.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Tom McCubbin is Extension Agent Emeritus with the University of Florida. Give him a call at 1-888-45-LAWNS. Tom and Teresa will be right back.
Do you ever have trouble sleeping at night? I sure do. I toss and turn, maybe even count sheep, but just can't seem to turn off my brain. Recently, the makers of the Calm app recruited actor Matthew McConaughey to read a fictional story to help listeners relax and fall asleep faster. McConaughey's soothing southern charm might help you find physical rest, and that's a good thing, but it won't help you find rest for your stressed and restless soul. So how do you find that rest? St. Augustine said, God has made us for himself, and our hearts are restless until they rest in thee. In Psalm 62, we find, my soul finds rest in God alone. True rest comes when we experience a relationship with God through his son Jesus. This is Bryant Wright, wishing I looked more like Matthew McConaughey, speaking right from my heart.
For more on this and other topics, visit rightfromtheheart.org.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetic Health Hotline today.
800-513-1652. That's 800-513-1652.
Paid for by U.S. Med.
Yeah, it helps if you turn up the headset. You can hear better. Me too. Sometimes the in-between times is just so loud that we will turn down the headsets.
Got to remember to turn them back up.
Turn them back up. I heard the music come up, so I knew I was awake. Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens, by the way. Just idle chit-chat here as we're going on. We hope you'll have a great gardening day. I think it's going to be nice. Going to still be nice and warmish out there. We're not hot yet, but it's coming.
It is coming, especially next week. Those temperatures are going to be right up there.
Yeah, we didn't finish my list here, our list. Check and treat for chinch bugs. These are things you got to do right now. And then you had the next one there, applying fungicides.
Yeah, especially if you've got a new lawn. You definitely, with the rains coming up, because fungus is not curative. You have to prevent it. And if you've got a new lawn down or you get fungus every year, go ahead now and start putting down a fungicide once a month for 3 months or so.
You know, I want to tell you, we didn't do that when I first came to Florida. I don't know whether it was St. Augustine, which was the major grass being applied, some Bahia also. But I don't know whether it was a stronger grass, more resistant. We were more sensible about how we treat our grass. But now it's a necessity.
It is. And we have more landscapers going from yard to yard to yard. So I don't know if that's an issue, whether they're spreading it with their lawnmowers and things. We're having more contact, you know, in between communities.
More people having it done than used to be. And we have things to add to your spring plantings. You had sunflower seeds.
I did. You know, sunflowers grow all the way through fall. And if you stagger them, you can have blooms all summer long.
I know, mine are pretty right now.
Yeah, they're just gorgeous. And I see them for sale in the stores. But if you just put some seeds in every week, then you'll have them all through the summer.
I love sunflowers, and I've got one growing now. I paid 40 cents a seed for the sunflower. I didn't realize how much I paid. I thought the packet was full of seeds.
And how many did you get?
I got 6 seeds out of the whole thing, and the packet was about $2.50 or something like that.
Wow.
And so I paid 40 cents a seed for sunflowers, and out of the 6 seeds, I think 5 germinated.
Well, so now are you going to save the seeds from the sunflower now?
I don't know.
You know,
it's a giant one. It was supposed to be giant, supposed to get 14 feet or higher. So I don't know. We'll see. And the last one on the list here is walk yards on a weekly basis.
That's so important because, you know, you can have plants wilt or die or get a disease issue or an insect issue that happens, it seems like, overnight. Walk it on a weekly basis so it doesn't get to be a big problem. Usually you can handle it with IPM and, you know, just good best management practices. But if you let it go too long, you're going to have to start using chemicals.
Yep. I can't believe I paid 40 cents for a sunflower seed. I have paid 70 cents for a tomato seed, one of the early tomato varieties, Sweet Treat. By the time they shipped it to me and everything, was about 70 cents a seed, but 40 cents for a sunflower seed. Anyway, let's get Ed Thralls in. What do you say, Ed Thralls, University of Florida Orange County Residential Extension Agent at the Orange County Extension Center, is coming down the garden path. Ed, good morning to you.
Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Tom, Teresa, Joni, how you doing?
Well, we're all doing fine. We took a corn quiz earlier, and I think Colton won. I think he got over half of them.
He did great.
I don't know how, but...
Yeah, and can you believe I paid 40 cents for a sunflower seed?
Well, yeah, I can't believe you do it. I wouldn't do it, though.
Do you save your sunflower seeds, Ed?
When I have them, yes.
Yeah, see, I don't do that, but I guess I should. I have had bird seed where the sunflower seeds come up, so I don't know.
I've grown the mammoth. I don't know if I've grown this thing you call the giant right now.
I know. It's
mammoth is a big one.
I think it's somebody's line. There's that the Russian giant mammoth.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking it
was.
Yeah,
that's a big one. This just said giant sunflower, and it's one of the brand name companies. And I can't believe 6 seeds in the packet. I thought it was a full packet. You know, they were plump.
And one still didn't.
One still didn't germinate.
Well, if it's still upright, you can also save those seeds for your next growing season.
Yeah, well,
or maybe sell them to someone else.
They're small right now. Yeah, maybe
sell them for 50 cents and get your money back.
Hey Ed, we want a garden update. What do we got?
Oh boy. Garden really looks great. I don't know what it's going to look like next week with all that heat. I know I'm going to have to put some extra irrigation in the containers, but the pests have finally shown up in the garden. Tomatoes have been harvested along with beans and winter squash this past week, and it has been for several weeks now. But the kale and collards just really been in the garden way too long, and they're getting bitter. And the pests, like the squash vine borer, the bean leaf roller, tomato hornworm, white flies and aphids, and the cabbage butterfly have all found a home, and they'll probably be with us for the rest of this gardening season, which is going to be up in about 4 weeks.
I was going to say, is planting time over for spring crops?
Yeah, it is. Summer times are really tough on the plants. It's the high temperatures and the afternoon humidity. The plants don't get a chance to dry out before they go into night fall, so I really think that you get your garden harvested about the second week of June or so. You plan on solarizing if you have an issue with diseases or nematodes. And look at your garden notebook. We all have one. And see what didn't go so well and what needs to be improved. And do you need more raised beds or trellises? This would be a good time coming up for the summer just to make all those adjustments, get the materials you need to improve the garden, and order your seeds for the next gardening season.
So, Ed, you mentioned the heat is going to be starting. What crops don't mind the heat of summer?
Oh, boy, there's a lot. I did a little look through here and a lot more than I thought, but they're not the kind of crops you normally think about when it comes to summertime. Those things like tomatoes and eggplant, peppers and squash, cucumbers and watermelons, they just don't make the list to get through the summer. So let me get my breath here and we'll get started on it. First of all, we've got a lot of tropical vegetables that are really delicious and they look really great in the garden. Cassava, sweet potato, boniato, which is a Cuban sweet potato, are excellent root vegetables, and the leaves of the sweet potatoes are edible as a green. There's a lot of leafy greens, including sweet potato leaves I just mentioned. Amaranth, which is also called callaloo, and tropical spinaches, such as Malabar spinach, Okinawa spinach, longevity spinach, and there are some others. They're not true spinaches, and they have a definite different place, taste than spinach, but they seem to do well all summer long. And despite its name, summer squash does not thrive in Central Florida during the summer. So calabaza, Seminole pumpkin, long squash, chayote, and luffa are good candidates for the summer garden. Calabaza and Seminole pumpkin just might last long enough for you to enjoy them for Halloween or Thanksgiving. And luffa, if it's less than 6 inches long, you kind of treat it like a cucumber. So large luffas, you can dry them out and harvest the sponge that's inside. Standard tomatoes, mentioned already, just don't do really well, but there's a variety called Heat Wave 2. It seems to handle the temperature, but it still has a problem with the humid temperature. So cherry tomatoes and tomatillos, you're probably your limit on what you can do in the summertime in that family. And southern peas, winged beans, long beans, tropical pole beans are all good choices for the summer garden. And those legumes that we can use as a cover crop for our vegetable garden for planting out when we start next in mid-August. And then there's okra and roselle, which is called the Florida cranberry, red sorrel, or Jamaica sorrel, and sugarcane that are unique to Florida. And pineapple would be a good fruit crop to add to the summer garden, and it could take up to about 2 years before you can get a harvest. Unfortunately, seeds for most of these unusual and uncommon garden plants for us are difficult to find. So shop around locally, talk to some of your neighbors, maybe even join a plant swap to see if you can't get something to grow for the summer garden.
Yeah. Hey, Ed, give us, you mentioned okra. Give us a couple of tips on growing okra and maybe southern peas. Would you water fertilizer?
Yeah, sure. Southern peas and okra, not a big problem to grow here. You can plant the seeds directly in the ground. You don't need to grow transplants. Give them about an inch of water per week, which is about a half a gallon per square foot of garden space, and provide a complete fertilizer, like a 666 garden fertilizer, about every 3 weeks. Make it a light feeding. And don't over-fertilize the southern peas. They can harvest nitrogen from the soil, so they don't need a lot of nitrogen.
So you mentioned solarization real quick there. Tell us how we prepare the soil. How does someone go about solarizing their bed?
Well, solarizing, usually you want to take your garden, remove all the plant residue and any weeds that are in the garden, turn it over. I add about 3 inches of compost and mix it into the top inches, 6 inches of soil. And I kind of like get the garden ready to plant out my seeds, and it looks really nice. I wet it down very well. And if you haven't had a pH test in the past 3 years, that'd be a good time to take it. And then cover the soil with clear plastic and leave that clear plastic in place for about 6 to 8 weeks. And you should get nematodes and some of the garden diseases under control.
What millimeter of plastic do they want to use?
At least 6 millimeter. That'll keep it from being so thin that it'll break down and ultraviolet and end up blowing all over the place. So, and you can usually find them in the form of like a drop cloth at some of your small hardware stores.
Good. Ed, should we do the solarization right now?
Now would be okay, but I would wait till the hottest part of summer. I would start around the second, third week of June and leave it in place until I'm ready to plant out in mid-August.
Now, after solarization is done, you don't go through and dig the soil, retill the soil, or anything like that, right?
No, you don't, but you do want to go through and pull the weeds out. Unfortunately, the weeds aren't going to stop growing under that clear plastic, and you'll have quite a few weeds. So get those weeds out of the way. Just kind of rake lightly and add about 2 to 3 pounds of 666 fertilizer for every 100 square feet.
Good. When is the next time planting time for the early fall crops then?
That would be mid-August for us, and we want to use middle of July to start our transplants for that garden season, and that'll carry us through from mid-August till about the second week of December.
Yeah, I'm sure you'll help us get them started here in a few more weeks. Hard to believe July is around the corner.
I know, it's amazing.
Yeah.
We'll I don't want to get there too quick either. That's my birth month.
Yeah, there you go. We won't mention that then. How about classes coming up?
Okay, we got a few classes that are quite interesting. Toward Permanent Weight Management, put on by our Family Consumer Sciences Group. First-time home buyer workshop, the Florida-friendly fertilizing webinar. Landscape pest management, start thinking about how we're going to deal with the pest of summer. And mini gardening, we'll talk about growing vegetables in containers. Now, we've lifted the restrictions by appointment only in the office, but masks are still required. But if you want to attend the classes in person instead of online, all you have to do is call us, and we'll make arrangements for that to happen. But you still have to register online to be part of the class.
Okay, and you register where?
OC for Orange County, ocextension.eventbrite.com.
Good. ocextension.eventbrite.com. Ed, I thought maybe you were going to be teaching the permanent weight management class.
I don't think I have the skills for it, even though I've done pretty good so far.
Okay, Ed. We appreciate it very much. Don't pay too much for your seeds, okay? Don't be like me. 40 cents
right,
a sunflower seed.
Good luck to you all. And
thank you, Ed.
Get all your gardening chores done this weekend. It's going to be too hot next week.
Okay, sounds good. Thank you. We appreciate it. And, yes, we're going to be taking a quick break. Joni's coming up next. Joni's going to be talking about lover grasshoppers, and she's going to tell us whether or not they are edible. I'm going to suggest right offhand you don't go out and eat too many of them. In fact, I wouldn't even touch one of them, okay? Don't dip them in chocolate.
Nothing eats them.
There we go. So we'll be right back. Don't go away. You can text us 23680. I'm Tom McCubbin. This is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Do you ever have trouble sleeping at night? I sure do. I toss and turn, maybe even count sheep, but just can't seem to turn off my brain. Recently, the makers of the Calm app recruited actor Matthew McConaughey to read a fictional story to help listeners relax and fall asleep faster. McConaughey's soothing southern charm might help you find physical rest, and that's a good thing, but it won't help you find rest for your stressed and restless soul. So how do you find that rest? St. Augustine said, "God has made us for himself, and our hearts are restless until they rest in thee." In Psalm 62, we find, "My soul finds rest in God alone." True rest comes when we experience a relationship with God through His Son, Jesus. This is Bryant Wright, wishing I looked more like Matthew McConaughey, speaking right from my heart.
For more on this and other topics, visit rightfromtheheart.org.
As Florida families continue to rebound from the public health emergency, we understand that some families may need assistance. That's where the Our Florida program steps in. This new assistance program helps Floridians who are having trouble paying their rent and utilities. And getting assistance is quick and easy. Visit OurFlorida.com or call 833-493-0594. It's one more way that Florida is committed to helping you find security and opportunity in the Sunshine State. We understand the challenges, and we're here to help. Sign up today. Call 833-493-0594 or visit OurFlorida.com. That's OurFlorida.com. For assistance paying your rent and utilities, call 833-493-0594 or visit OurFlorida.com. Sponsored by the State of Florida.
Tom McCubbin is Extension Agent Emeritus with the University of Florida. Give him a call at 1-888-45-LAWNS. Tom and Teresa will be right back.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation.
800-689-9715. 800-689-9715. 800-689-9715. That's 800-689-9715.
Thank you for joining us today for Better Lawns and Gardens. Hey, listen, I've got a text message here. They say there are over 15,000 varieties of tomatoes in the world. And they said that's according to the Google search that they did. And with tomatoes, you know, you can get a tomato, eat it, and say you like it, and put your name on it.
Sure.
So I'm surprised only 15,000 probably.
I know, there's probably a lot more than that. I just wonder where they're all chronicled. You know, where they have the list of them.
That'd be interesting.
Is it like Joe's tomatoes and, you know, Sarah's tomatoes?
Grandma's.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I like some of the names of them. You know, what was it? The mug lifter or something, somebody's mug, and mortgage lifter or something.
That's amazing.
Yeah, that one there has a tale behind it in that a person grew that tomato and actually paid off the family mortgage growing those tomatoes. Well, it's a good folklore story.
Yeah.
Anyway.
That is good. Yeah. Just have to say my Cherokees are starting to turn purple, so I'm very excited about
that. Yeah,
we're
eating little cherry tomatoes from the garden, which are kind of nice. Okay, let's get Joni in. What do you say? Joni, you ready? Nope, she's talking on the phone. She's taking a call.
There you go.
Okay, well, let's answer this question here then. How many times a year will my sore raspberries bear fruit? When do I prune it and how? You know, my experience with my sores hasn't been the best, I'll be honest with you.
Yeah, I've not had good luck.
Yeah, and I've grown them. They're sensitive to nematodes. They're damaged by cold because they're a tropical raspberry. And I grew and got raspberries from them. They taste just like raspberries. They were kind of nice tasting. I'm not a big raspberry fan, I will tell you that.
Oh, I am. Yeah. I love raspberries.
But you grew them and you got a few berries.
I got six. And so it was like the 40-cent sunflower.
Yeah, it is. It
wasn't worth it.
Yeah, it is. They bear them at about this time of the year.
Yeah.
And to my knowledge, the ones I grew only produced one crop, and that would be right about now.
Especially here in Florida. So, yeah. You know.
Yeah, and I didn't see any real need to prune them. I'm sure there must be a time when you need to prune them, but I would think it's like most blackberries, raspberries, when the old stems die out, then you prune them out.
Right, and you take the canes, you know, so you just leave some of the canes there.
Yeah. Where I was a kid, the raspberries were almost a weed. I mean, they were all over the place. It was just amazing.
I can't even imagine that, and that was in Maryland.
That was in Maryland.
Maryland, and raspberry's a weed. Wow, that would be my idea of heaven.
Yep, yep. Is Joni ready yet? Joni, you ready? Okay, yes, she is. She's coming. Time for Joni's Corner. I want to know if flubber grasshoppers are edible. Everybody wants to eat these things.
I'm not going to do that.
I know you aren't.
Yeah.
Yeah. How about their chocolate cover? No, don't, folks, don't even try. Don't even think about it.
No.
Go for it.
Some grasshoppers have been of economic importance to Florida, but if you show up in large numbers, that they can cause serious damage to citrus, vegetable crops, landscape, ornamentals. The eastern lubber grasshopper is one of the guilty varieties. Throughout Florida, it's usually the most distinctive looking grasshopper. First of all, it's quite large, 2.5 to 3.25 inches long, quite colorful. Adults are dull yellow and black spots and markings. The front pair of the wings are yellow, and the black spots in the rear wings are bright red with a black border. Looks like you could see any of them.
Yeah, kind of neat.
Yeah.
They're big.
Yeah. Females begin laying eggs during the summer months. She digs 1 to 3 separate 2-inch holes in the soil, then deposits 50 eggs in each one. 50 eggs.
Yeah. Oh, they're each one. I'm getting chills here.
And they cover them with a foamy froth, and there they stay into late fall and all through the winter. Then March, the young grasshoppers crawl up out of the soil to begin their life. These guys have a little disgusting defensive mechanism. Their coloration is a warning to predators, yes, thank you, that they contain a toxic substance and had been known to be deadly to the birds. Uh-oh.
Us too. Don't eat them.
Yep.
Even small mammals like the possum have been known to vomit violently after ingesting a lubber grasshopper. Ah, that'll teach
you. You figure if that causes a possum to do that, think what it's going to do to you.
Exactly.
Well, the best way to get rid of them is to observe where they are feeding. Deprive them of a favored food and keep vegetation mode. Then they will usually keep on their own and naturally die off.
Yeah.
Or if, as Tom suggests, you can do to the grasshopper stomp.
Yep.
I do the Mexican hat dance right there, you know. But they're around amaryllis. They love fleshy leaf plants.
Yeah.
Amaryllis and crinums
they love.
They're the bane of my existence.
They can knuckle them down.
They're just... That's one of the things that I really can't stand. And I've seen grease slicks with them, that there's been so many crossing the road, the grease slicks. And you can feel them crunch underneath the tires. They are so, they're just, they're horrible. And so you have, permission to go out there. I think there's three things that I hate. And I was telling you this earlier today. Three things that I hate in gardening. And one is snails and slugs. Two is lubber grasshoppers.
Yeah.
And three is ex-husbands.
Yeah.
You can kill those without any bad karma whatsoever. And so it's amazing.
Oh, I'm going to have to call Tony. give him a warning. We got a killer here.
But no, they're horrible. Oh.
Yeah.
And when you see one, you see the other. There's always two.
Yeah, and the best thing to do is to pick them off and do the grasshopper stomp or rub in some alcohol.
It feels so good.
And don't eat them, folks. They're not edible. If they cause a possum to get violently ill, they're going to do the same for you. So we come back. We got a call up here. We've got more text messages. We'll be back. This is Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Tom McCubbin, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Quality Green Specialists has a new expanded location at 335 West Michigan Avenue in DeLand. Browse thousands of beautiful plants, flowers, shrubs, and large trees, plus avocados, olives, peaches, blueberries, and citrus, along with vegetables and herbs too. And don't forget our natural fertilizers and organics like azomite. Experience the Quality Green Specialist difference. Great plants, sustainable products, friendly expert advice. Now located at 335 West Michigan Avenue, DeLand, or visit qualitygreenspecialist.com.
There's a problem if you drink and drive a boat. It never just affects you. Boating under the influence is illegal and dangerous. Save lives by staying sober. Learn more about Florida's boating laws at myfwc.com. Brought to you by the FWC Division of Law Enforcement.
Teresa Watkins is an award-winning horticulturist and landscape designer in Central Florida. Give her a call at 1-888-45-LAWNS. Tom and Teresa will be right back.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Call 800-989-1694. 800-989-1694. That's 800-989-1694.
Do you ever have trouble sleeping at night? I sure do. I toss and turn, maybe even count sheep, but just can't seem to turn off my brain. Recently, the makers of the Calm app recruited actor Matthew McConaughey to read a fictional story to help listeners relax and fall asleep faster. McConaughey's soothing southern charm might help you find physical rest, and that's a good thing, but it won't help you find rest for your stressed and restless soul. So how do you find that rest? St. Augustine said, God has made us for himself, and our hearts are restless until they rest in thee. In Psalm 62, we find, my soul finds rest in God alone. True rest comes when we experience a relationship with God through his son, Jesus. This is Bryant Wright, wishing I looked more like Matthew McConaughey, speaking right from my heart.
For more on this and other topics, visit rightfromtheheart.org.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. I guess you didn't know we were a bunch of killers here, so we found that out during the last segment, especially lover grasshoppers. We do them in.
Everybody needs to do it.
Just so plentiful out there. It can be a real problem. You ready for the first call?
We are. Let's go to Alice in Melbourne. Good morning, Alice. How can Tom and I help you?
Hello.
Well, good morning. I told Joni that I was calling about the torpedo grass and the crabgrass in my so-called lawn. But I also would like to know if you have time sometime to talk about how to get rid of aphids on hibiscus plants. And that's something that I'm going to tackle this week, too. And I've been told two different things, but since by two different people in business. So I wanted your opinion on that. But I have to stick to the torpedo grass since I called about that. And that is that a friend told me the best way that he's found is to, since I have so much of it, to cover the whole lawn with Roundup. And after putting a whole lot of Roundup on everything, then cover the lawn with black plastic and weight it down so it doesn't blow away. And it's been so windy. And then remove it after a week or two, and everything will be dead. But I think that it will not kill all the roots.
Yeah, it's wishful thinking.
I believe it'll still come up afterwards.
Yeah.
What do you think?
It's wishful thinking. What you find is that if you put down the Roundup, of course, it will kill the torpedo grass, but it's going to kill the St. Augustine or anything else that's there. And if you have so much, there's no selective control to take torpedo grass out of St. Augustine. So you have the choice. You either live with it and mow it, or you do something similar. You can treat it with the Roundup, but it's going to come back, and it's going to take more than one treatment.
Yeah.
The covering's not going to help.
No, taking advice from neighbors doesn't help either.
Yeah, so you can use the Roundup. You can kill everything, but you're going to have to make repeat treatments and over a period of time. So it's probably going to take a month or two.
I would just say if you have more than 50% of your yard is torpedo grass, that you just dig it all up and replace the sod.
Yeah, but you're going to have to kill the torpedo grass.
You are going to have to kill it.
Yeah,
yep.
First. Okay, let's move along because we're going to run out of time
real
quick. There we
go. We've got
aphid. Let's do aphids real quick. Aphids.
Hibiscus.
Yeah, insecticidal soap.
Insecticidal soap, be very careful with it during the summertime. Hibiscus is really kind of very temperamental when it comes to using chemicals. I just spray aphids off with water, and I will tell you, I just do that once a week. But if you got a serious trouble, then, you know, soap or insecticidal oil.
Or you can use the systemic insecticides. Bio-Advanced Tree and Shrub Protect and Feed. Got to run, Alice. Thank you. Gene, let's go to Gene.
Gene in Winter Park. She wants to talk about leber grasshoppers.
Got a minute, Gene. How can we help you?
All right. About 3 years ago, in an hour's time, I killed 65 in my yard.
Wow.
Good for you.
You can't just stomp on them because they're quicker than you are. I catch them. I take off the heads, and I have a butt, or I put them into a bucket that has soapy water, but do not try to put them down into the soil, because that's how they reproduce. And a lot of times the females, when they're under stress like that, they will shoot out their eggs. And if you're sticking them in the ground, all you're doing is planting them for again next year.
Yeah.
And don't leave them very long dead, because once they die, they smell like shrimp that's been sitting out there for days.
I can just imagine that, Gene. Thank you. You sound like an expert. Good for you. 65. That's the goal right there.
I was going for the Guinness Book of Records, I think.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Gene. We appreciate it. Let's do this one question. When should I prune my blueberries?
Prune your blueberries after you harvest the blueberries.
Yeah, if the plant needs it, probably in the first couple of years you won't have to. And then after that, you can go ahead and just cut them back.
Exactly. You can just snip them. You know, you don't have to do a big, heavy pruning. I like their shape just the way they are. So I like to leave them natural and not prune them a lot.
Now, some of them can get very tall, so that's the ones that are going to want to prune back. But after they finish fruiting, and then you can just selectively go through and cut it back, like Teresa says.
Yeah, that's usually most fruit trees or fruit shrubs that you just, after you harvest the fruit, then it's a good time to clip them back.
Yeah, and that includes blackberries and raspberries if you have them. What's coming up in hour number two?
Hour number two, we're going to have Happy Bee Day. So we're going to be singing Happy Bee Day to you. So we're going to be talking about native bees. Do you know how many bees we have in the varieties we have in the United States? We're talking about stats today.
I don't know how many, but we'll find out. That's for sure. And, the honeybee was brought in. It's not the original bee.
It's not a native. No. Yeah. And we have, just think, do we have like 10, 50 thousands? Just think about how many varieties.
I'll be thinking. I'll be trying to figure it out.
Colton, you're on the spot, Colton.
how many different bee varieties? And we'll be back with more Better Lawns and Gardens. You can text us right now if you want to, 23680. I'm Tom McCubbin. This is Better Lawns and Gardens. This is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-398-0651, 800-398-0651, 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.